This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This morning, when I got up at 5:30 and read the Paul Joseph Watson article and then clicked on the actual document, I had electrical chills run up and down my spine for about 3 minutes. I've never had it run up my spine for more than 10 seconds. Because in the document was the absolute keys to total victory over the New World Order. We're going to be talking about that coming up in just a minute. But this ties into all of it. This is Pelosi. Now, almost 3 months ago, she's now officially come out and stated this again with specifics, saying she's going to be the president. Yes, you heard me right, but here she is giving you a little prelude to it a few months ago.
Whether he knows it yet or not, he will be leaving. Just because he might not want to move out of the White House doesn't mean we won't have an inauguration ceremony to inaugurate a duly elected president of the United States. And the I'm second in line to the presidency, and just last week I had my regular continuation of government briefing. This might interest you because I say to them, this is never going to happen, God willing, it never will. But there is a process. It has nothing to do with if the certain occupant of the White House doesn't feel like moving and has to be fumigated out of there, because the presidency is the presidency. It's not geography or location.
And then a few weeks later, we get the Podesta document. The New York Times is proud of it. They're planning to break the country up. They know they're going to lose. And now it's official. Pelosi came out last night. Nancy Pelosi prepares for House of Representatives vote to elect the president under the Constitution if they cannot decide the election, according to problems with the voting, by January 20th. Then they will hold a vote the day after on who the new president is, and the House of Representatives will elect the president. That's never happened before in our 244 years of history, but here it is, voila. And so that's one of their main plans. Or if they can fiasco it, make it look like Biden wins and have enough martial law and enough tyranny and enough burning cities and enough stock market plunge for somehow Trump be removed by a military coup, then they'll install Biden and Harris, and then he'll step aside, and then whoever Harris brings in will end up being the president or vice president. And it's the corrupt party that wants to be able to manage all of that. So that's why it represents really the further decline of the republic to a great extent. Now, that's obviously a big enchilada right there. Mainstream news, New York Times, Pelosi prepares to elect the president, which she says is herself. She says in the same interview we just played a clip of that she is in second in command, and you know, she's going to be in charge of everything. This is over-the-top megalomania, never before seen in our history, and we're living it. We are living the most insane times in our country's history. There is absolutely no doubt about it. Now, that's big, and we're going to be covering it. We got James O'Keefe coming on. We got David Icke coming on. They had a billy club-wielding police attack 20-something thousand people having their anti-COVID lockdown event in London on Saturday. We also have Paul Joseph Watson, who's in London. He'll be joining us as well. He always hosts part of the Tuesday show, but he'll be joining us coming up at 1 o'clock today. So this is just going to be a staggering transmission. And by staggering, speaking of Paul Joseph Watson, I just got to chill again. I already knew all this, but then when I sat there drinking coffee, reading, let's not exaggerate, I probably read 50 pages of the documents. I scanned over another couple hundred, and I already knew pretty much all of it, but I didn't know some of it. I didn't even know the FBI has come out and admitted, usually the deaf, dumb, and blind FBI, the communist China is using COVID to try to destabilize the U.S. I mean, everybody knows that, but to have them occasionally tell the truth is just shocking. But the article is, research shows deliberate Chinese propaganda campaign forced world into lockdown. with cohorts of the UN and the liberal media. And then here's the actual detailed report from Tablet Magazine with researchers and top lawyers that put it together over the last 6 months. China's global lockdown propaganda campaign. This is the smoking gun that will end this whole tyranny that they're rolling out. The apps on your phone, the contact tracing, the bankruptcy, the third world starving to death, the tyranny. It's just incredible. The left needs to go to prison for this.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret, but the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Was going to be epic, but man, not this epic. I am constantly having chills now, and I liken that to the allegory of Lord of the Rings when they've got the elf sword, the goblin cleaver. When goblins are near, it starts glowing blue. That's an archetype of our spirit glowing and shimmering when it feels evil nearby. And also, when you know you've got a chance to bring the enemy down, your spirit resonates, tells you, danger, danger, or tells you, this is key, this is key, this is how we destroy them, this is the truth. And I've never experienced this electrifying sense like I'm having now. I mean, it's been, I'm probably electrified an hour a day. I used to be electrified maybe an hour a month, little pieces here and there. And now today, I've been electrified for hours. Electrified, because all of our ancestors, all of our fighting, everything we are is leading up towards this point right now. And our very genetics and our very epigenetics, our ancestors, all their memories, everything crystallized in our cells is saying this is important. This is important. I can tell you how many people have been walking through the woods and get that shiver up their spine and they just turn perfectly and look up at a tree 30 yards away and there's a mountain lion looking right at them. That's the sixth sense. And my spidey sense, and I know your spidey sense, is like blue lightning right now. It is on fire. And, of course, you can see why it's on fire. Whew, right in front of you. It's not hard to do the show right now, ladies and gentlemen. Look at these headlines. Nancy Pelosi says she will decide who the president of the United States is and may install herself. Wow. Wow. And then she says, we're going to elect who the president is, the House of Representatives. She's preparing that. She says it will be her. I even got clips on the news saying, we'll have President Pelosi. They're just introducing you all these foreign, alien, tyrannical ideas. Oh, the military will overthrow Trump. Oh, white people are inherently evil. Oh, pedophilia is okay. They're just searing your consciousness to accept what's coming in the future. They're preparing you. Look at this headline. Project Veritas uncovers ballot harvesting fraud in Minnesota. Smoking gun with Ilhan Omar, the little pirate queen, and her operatives just celebrating how they piss on America with extreme pleasure. We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. That's all coming up, bombshell after bombshell. But all of it ties into this. The big kahuna. Research shows deliberate Chinese propaganda campaign forced worldwide lockdown. And we all knew this, and we reported this first. And not soon enough, we even took the bait for a couple weeks. One of my biggest failures in my lifetime. But we figured it out very, very quickly. guess what? When I read the 30-something page detailed report and then linked through to other reports in it, it sent, again, lightning up my spine like I've never experienced. Because this is the key. You get this to every FBI office. You flood Congress with this report. You hand deliver this to Congress. You go and just drop printouts of this all around the White House. Trump will get it. Trump will talk about it. And it is game over. Game over. And I'm going to cover it next segment. Total proof of how with the UN, they show the lockdown cities, the drones. Most of it was actors. They confirm it's actors. They show where it's actors. How they propagandized, how they use it to shut us down, how China instantly reopened, and how it's a constellation of CHICOMs, the UN, and the deep state leftists worldwide using this to bring in their leftist martial law. That's why leftist jurisdictions are under the tyranny and others aren't. So this is all known to you, known to me, but now this very high-powered lawyer and his research team of computer scientists have gone out, and most of what's in the report we already knew. But he's put it all together in one spot, and it shows the orchestrated weaponization of this and how this is 21st century warfare. That's how you take over a civilization. That's how you take over a society. Is with a Project Bluebeam. And what was Project? What was Project Bluebeam? Project Bluebeam is a declassified U.S. government plan, other governments have planned it, to confuse foreign enemies by projecting a 5,000-foot Jesus, 5,000-foot Buddha, 5,000-foot, 2,000-foot, whatever they want, Muhammad, or even flying saucers with high-powered hologram projectors. Congress confirmed in the 90s that the project did exist, that over $10 million was spent on it, but that the project was shelved. In the 1950s, you could go to Disneyland in Los Angeles and go into the famous haunted house and watch ghosts fly around in the room. That was with primitive holograms. Well, this is with bioweapons, a real virus that does kill a small number of people, but then you add in all the others that die, and you create huge fear, and you use it as a pretext to bring in the global tracking system, the cashless society control grid, the global social credit score. That's now all rolled out officially, rolling out in leftist cities around the world, rolling out on universities. The British government officially said now you're going to have the app. There's no law, but all the stores are already refusing people to be in restaurants, hospitals, stores, if you do not have the app that tracks you in live time. That's just the beginning. And so Communist China, working with the globalists, has launched their model worldwide to take over the planet. And it's just absolutely incredible that they're actually doing this in our face. There it is, the National Health Service app. And they're telling you that you must download it. This is a recording minutes after it went live, already 100,000 had downloaded it. And before you could even download it, restaurants were demanding you have it. So that's how social credit score works. They get the corporations and everybody to comply with it. And it makes sure that you stay 6 feet apart. It tracks who you are, where you go, what groups you're in. The police are now coming to people's doors and saying, we know there's too many people here. This is beyond 1984. And boom, we're inside of it, all based on the COVID operation. So if you expose that China and big tech, because notice big tech took the official Chinese model through the WHO and would not let Congress, would not let medical doctors, would not let scientists, would not let the head of the Rockefeller Hospital Virology come out and point out that, hey, herd immunity will end up making us safe in just a few months. Hey, locking folks up only makes it worse. Hey, most people are dying of something else, not COVID. Hey, they're adding people that died of something else on the list. Hey, you shouldn't send sick people to nursing homes. Hey, that caused most of the deaths. Hey, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc, if you have that, you basically can't die of this type of coronavirus or even the flu virus. Hey, forced inoculations are coming. Hey, this new Bill Gates vaccine goes in and reprograms the cells, and it's super dangerous. Anyone criticizing that is banned, and they say on the news under WHO. So there we are in the world government. And here it is, the Chinese with the actors, with the staged events, with people falling over dead and whales at night in the cities and everything empty and police drones flying around saying, stay in your homes or you'll be permanently detained. That shut down Hong Kong and Taiwan that were trying to pull back from China. That got their agenda through. And now Xi Jinping is hailed in China as launching this as their greatest victory. And it's a huge military economic victory for communist China to shut down the United States and Europe and to have their cohorts in Europe and the United States and Canada and Australia use this to clamp down on their own people with authoritarianism. Absolutely evil. Research shows the deliberate Chinese propaganda campaign forced world into lockdown. Researcher and attorney Michael P. Singer show that the Chinese government launched an aggressive propaganda campaign to exaggerate the severity of the coronavirus in order to force the rest of the world into a draconian lockdown that would serve their benefit in Beijing and all of their authoritarians. In an article in Tablet Magazine, he details how the January international COVID-19 hysteria began with a series of suspicious videos posted to social media sites showing people in China suddenly collapsing in the streets, including one instance where a man held out his arm to break his fall. And it just goes on from there. That's how they rolled it all out. Then they said, oh, China's suppressing how bad it is to make you panic. See how that works? We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Mr. David Icke!
Street once. Speak your truth and the world comes to you.
Humanity awakens!
We face a big, big challenge. And it will require enormous courage, unquenchable determination, and fortitude. But we will not crumble. We will not fail. People, human family across the world, awaken to you really are. Remember who you really are. And it's not what they have been telling you. And what the human family has done is allow the psychopaths to hijack our imagination of ourselves.
Yes. The human family is coming together. We've got our differences. We've had our fights, but we're humans. We're red-blooded. What we're facing, not of this world, and seeks to end our reign on this planet. Not without a fight. And I know victory will be ours. The question is how many billions are going to die in the process. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Oh, a lot of people are going to die in this fight. The question is it going to be 500 million or is it going to be 7 billion? The globalists openly teach they're going to wipe out humanity down to 500 million. That's so the idiots going along with it think they're going to survive. They're going to be killed too. And as soon as they figure it out, a lot of them are going to be forced to join us. I was talking to one of the crew members this morning about how we're being persecuted behind the scenes. I'm not ready to reveal it yet. And how, just like they wouldn't let black folks have bank accounts or eat at certain counters or ride in the front of the bus or go to a movie theater. That's happening to conservatives across the board, not just us, but it's really bad for us. Laura Loomer can't even get Uber Eats or use Uber or get Lyft or get an Airbnb. She's in a database. Do not serve. That's set up for everybody. But Rob made a good point. He said, yeah, well, they'll just start doing it to each other soon and then it'll all fall apart. And that's true. Tyranny's for everybody. And the idiots that bring it in are usually the ones that get purged by the real evil. All these dumb leftists bringing in this world government, they're going to get thrown overboard. Most evidence shows the Communist Party finally killed Mao Zedong. They actually imprisoned his wife, blamed it all on her. The 80-something million people he killed. Another 20 million since then. David Icke's coming up. You know, I usually it's hard to get David on. He's a busy guy. It takes like a month. But I sent a message last night. I said, look, it's an emergency. You need to come on. People need to hear from you after what you witnessed yesterday. So I said, just come on two segments. He said, no, I got an hour for you. He's coming up next segment. Then we've got Paul Joseph Watson. from also from London. And then we've also got James O'Keefe. And, you know, the James O'Keefe thing's so big. I'm going to hit that now. And then I'm going to get into the China thing that's everything. You need to go to InfoWars.com. It's in the first paragraph. There's a link to the article with all the documents, everything. You got to read this whole thing. It's only 30-something pages long. It's got areas you can click through that are larger. So there's hundreds of pages total. But go look at it. It's all riveting. And you'll remember most of this. You're like, oh, I remember when they did that. I remember when they did this. They show the fake videos. They show the numbers. They show how China controls Twitter, Facebook, Apple, Google, how they're suppressing anybody that criticizes it. Now, communist China is in control of the WHO, in control of us. And look, I know you know that, but this is a detailed research paper. I've read it. It's spot on. That we need to be knee-deep in. You need to print these off and give them to your church. Give them to your police department. I personally am going to call the FBI today here in Austin when I get off air. I'm just going to go over there. And I'm going to hand them copies of this and say, I don't care if you're not the counter-espionage division. You've got a duty to do this. We all have a duty to do this. This is smoking gun. And it brings down the whole House of Cards. And it describes in here how they hit Governor Abbott, I mean, how they hit Boris Johnson, how they hit all the conservatives that weren't for the lockdowns and flooded them with millions of tweets and attacks from the Chinese government that Twitter, Facebook, and Google knew about to then bully them into submission in lockdowns as well, and how the FBI knows about it. I mean, it's just incredible. And it's got links to the FBI knowing about it. I didn't even know the FBI knew about that. So, you know, you think you know all this stuff and you don't know about it. It's a big deal, ladies and gentlemen, a big, big, big deal. So I'm going to get to the Veritas thing where they caught Ilhan Omar's people red-handed just bragging and how they're harvesting the ballots, how they're doing all these scams. And, I mean, this is what Ilhan Omar's name is, crime. I mean, she comes from a crime syndicate family. She thinks it's funny. She's funded by Soros. That's all coming up. Briefly, there's a critical area to keep us on air. They have been trying to shut us down for a long time. You know that. And folks have really been coming through and buying a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. These are already great products. And I know Trump's going to win. They're going to contest it. Pelosi says she's going to hold it up to January 20th. And then it goes to the House of Representatives. They elect who they want as president. They're going to elect Pelosi. She said it. She said, I'm going to be the president. I played that clip at the start of the show. Well, she's back again saying no. She's getting the House ready to line up the votes now. And it's just insane. That one story should be our top story. Instead, I've got dozens of huge things. I mean, this is the move to take us down. And it's so sad that more Americans are so politically and culturally ignorant. They don't understand the existential threat we're all facing and how anyone against our republic and anybody not rooting for Trump is a crazy person for your own damn self-interest. I mean, this is so cut and dry. So all I can tell you is today is the last day of the special at preparewithalex.com, preparewithalex.com. You can always get the full list of high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're ready to ship. It comes to you within 1 to 2 weeks, depending on the type of food you get. They still have to package it. It's so fresh. Everybody else is pretty much sold out or has way higher prices or tells you they've got it ready to ship and they don't. We've got the best company with the highest quality for the price you're going to pay. Preparewithalex.com. That's preparewithalex.com. And that is a special site my Patriot created so you can get lower deals than even I can offer or they can offer, specifically on certain high-quality storable food packages, high-quality gravity-fed water filtration systems, and, of course, air filtration systems. And it's those three specials. And I've asked them to come up with some more specials and have a new sale soon, but they're not even sure they can do that. So this is the last day of the sure thing to get the very best deal on the very best deal on high-quality storable food at preparewithalex.com. The full catalog at the lowest prices you're going to find is at InfoWarsStore.com. It's three items they've got at the even lower price at preparewithalex.com. If you want all the other stuff, go to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. But get prepared now. The globalists want to make you dependent, so don't be dependent. We'll be right back. This is your last chance to get a PAC Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-Pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-Pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-Pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Show. I did, at the time, he was a BBC pretender, a presenter, a footballer, and I did think, wow, this man's a little strange in how he's coming on a TV show and saying such things. Many years later, this man is still saying the same thing. And all I are people who reach the celebrity status, sell themselves out. This man has maintained a stance throughout. Let's give some respect to a man of truth, Mr. David Icke.
Gentlemen, we are watching history unfold. 40, 50, 60,000, who knows? The police were trying to keep people from getting into that famous Trafalgar Square with Lord Nelson up there on top of that big, beautiful tower, pillar. And there's David Icke predicting all of it. One of the few people that actually was able to do it. We were able to do it as well. And now it's all unfolding. And now things are happening very, very quickly. The world government, the tracking system, the communist Chinese social score that we told you would be here 8 months ago. We said they'd be rolling it out by the fall. It's now being rolled out. David Icke has graciously agreed to join us for the next hour. And it's just an incredible time to be alive and to be witnessing almost a million people marching in Germany repeatedly, hundreds of thousands overall marching all over England. And the police with billy clubs began, I guess, to close in while you were speaking and then arrested some of the speakers, like scientists and professors and others. I guess they didn't get you. People didn't know what happened once they closed in and began billy clubbing people. This isn't becoming 1984. This isn't becoming the Soviet Union. This isn't becoming Nazi Germany. It's here. But then I look at everything happening in Australia and the UK, looking through keyholes, coming to do house inspections, the UN saying, we'll take your children out. They're people are escaping from secret facilities. All of, and as you're vindicated, that they almost everyone died of something else, and they're just saying it's COVID. And as top hospital heads come out and say this, they're being arrested in Australia now. So this is a very, 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 very dark time in the world, but it's always dark before the dawn. There is a huge awakening. So, David Icke, you can cover whatever you want. We're very honored to have you here. But if you could just tell listeners who've just been watching video clips of what happened and with that limited perspective, you were there for the second speech, even bigger than the last. They were giving $13,000 fines to people that were the speakers there a few weeks ago. They still came out despite the threat. Totally draconian. They let Black Lives Matter. They let the communists march. What did you witness there? What unfolded after? And then you've got the floor, my friend.
Hello, Alex. Well, see, the danger that has always terrified this global cult is the threat of a good example. You see this in countries where governments come to power and they want to do what's right by the people. You have a regime change system to get rid of them. The threat of a good example here is 45,000 plus people assembling against the unsocial distance rules to challenge those rules and everything that goes with it, the masks, all of it. And if that had been allowed to be completed without a problem, then there's a threat of a good example, because more and more people are going to come. More people are going to say, we want some of this. We're going to organize something. And so what happened from my personal point of view, it all comes down for me needing the toilet, funny enough, because I was supposed to speak last in the series of speakers. And had I done so, I wouldn't have spoken, because the police morons, not all the police are morons. There were some very nice police there. But then in came the brutal ones with the batons, which are a very different animal.
And they would have stopped the event before I spoke, but because I needed the toilet and I couldn't get out and get back in time with all the people there, I had to go across to a railway station to go, they said, well, we'll go on now. And I went on two speakers early and finished the speech. And the next speaker came on, a doctor from Germany, and that's when it all kicked off. And from a personal point of view, as soon as I walked off the stage, I was heading for the toilet across the railway station. And some security people who were working at the event said, we'll come with you to help you get through everything. And I walked out through the crowd from the speaker's area. And a lot of people came with me, and they wanted to take pictures and say hello, which was lovely. So my focus was all on them around me. But I started to feel as we moved away towards the road, I got the vibes from the security people at the front, there's something going on here. And I remember them shouting to everybody, just act normal, just walk normal, because they'd realized that the luminous jackets wearing face nappies, face diapers, were starting to gather. And as we got to the road, I saw some to my right and I saw some to my left. And what the security people did brilliantly is they headed straight for the gap between them, because they hadn't come together by then. And so we got through the gap and out up to the railway station. And when we got to the railway station, Charing Cross, the police were all coming from all directions as well. And then when I eventually got back to the car and people were looking at their mobile phones, we then realized what had unfolded back in the speakers area. And they targeted that because, of course, when you've got an event where people are talking to the crowd, you stop the speeches, you stop the event. The point is, though, that they waited until there was just two speakers left. I should have been the last one. The reason was it had gone magnificently. It was incredibly peaceful. It was very respectful to the police. We had a minute's silence right
now. No, you said nice things to the police. You said, wow, you're not being thugs. Good for you, because this is going to hurt you as well.
Yeah, exactly. But it had to end like that from the authorities' point of view so that it could...
Could not be a good example.
Yeah, not to be a good example. And also, when you read the media coverage of a totally peaceful event, it's been portrayed as, in the Sun newspaper in Britain, for instance, the thugs in the crowd attacked the police. When what actually happened, and this is what we're dealing with, Alex, it was quite a sight.
I saw they started grabbing people and beating them with billy clubs.
Yeah, but what happened is that when these luminous jackets with people in them animating them for the state, when they gathered together to do the charge, they were all standing there. It was described in two ways. One, like, you know, the All Blacks rugby team, when they do that big thing at the start, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And that ritual before the start of a game. Well, they were doing it, and they're banging their batons in unison. And someone else who watched that said they then screamed in unison, and they described it as like something out of Braveheart, the movie. And then they all started charging towards the speaker's area. And they were hitting people with their batons. And then they say, well, three policemen were injured. Police officers were injured.
Yeah, because they're stampeding a crowd of people, which could have caused a real stampede and killed a lot of people. They need to be arrested for attempted murder. They're right back with
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a
product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I was talking to David Icke during the break, and he was saying such powerful stuff. I said, stop. Say that all again on air. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com, Newswars.com. And remember, the system does all it can all day to block those sites, like Bandog Video, where David has a great subsite with us. He's been banned on YouTube and other places, so now he gets millions of views at Bandog Video. There's other places he posts his material. I-C-K-O-N-I-C.com, Iconic.com, David Icke. .com. He's got a book out that just came out. I just read it. It's excellent. We'll tell you about that next hour. But we're now entering the beginning of the change of the tide, the turn of the tide. I totally agree with him. We're at that zeitgeist moment. And to see the second big rally in London, they let the communists rally. They let BLM rally. They let all the other groups rally, even groups that burn things down. But the peaceful group, they can't have a good example. Australia's totally locked down. There's articles of people escaping from quarantine that have been there months. I mean, this is the total cover for them to come grab us out of our houses. So, David, you were saying during the break that you expect to be doing something very, very soon. Repeat that in your own words, please.
I think, you know, the time's coming when me and the authorities look each other in the eye No question about that, because what's happening in Britain, and, you know, let's not forget, Britain is one of the great centers, one of the premier centers of this global web. That's why Little Britain has had so much power over the centuries. And although the British government doesn't anymore globally, in theory, the center of the web, which is different to the British government, British government's just owned by the web, it's not the web itself, is based in Britain, and for many, many historical reasons and other reasons. So we are a country where we're actually, you know, in the eye of the storm. So is America. So are others. But yeah, Britain is a place they really want to lock down big time and destroy and transform society from freedom to fascism, which people thought would never happen in Britain, as they thought would never happen in America, I'm sure. We are in a situation now in Britain where we have a government of occupation. We have a fascist government of occupation. You've got Johnson, the Prime Minister, and the hapless, useless Health Secretary, a guy called Matt Hancock, and they read the scripts. But the whole thing's being driven by the dark suits in the background. And, you know, just like in America, Alex, eventually, if you go deep enough, you're hitting the military, which Johnson has just announced. The military is going to now support the police, because what they want is a police-military state, a fusion of the two. So as they increase, like, mask-wearing, more and more and more people in more and more situations, and what they want, and they're not far from it now, is anyone who leaves their home has to wear a mask. Well, first of all, I haven't worn a mask. I'll never wear a mask. I don't do the social distancing. If people want to dart away from me, then fair enough. I'm not going to.
Well, that's right. And these big events prove it's a fraud. But we know it's really about contact tracing and apps on phone. The British government just announced you got to have an app on your phone, and then the stores are enforcing it where you've got to have this tracking app. So, boom, you're inside of it right there. Then everything is connected to that. This is outrageous.
Yeah, so I don't have a mobile phone. I don't have a smartphone that I use. So I don't have the app. I don't go to anywhere where I have to use it, because it won't. I don't put toxins of shocking proportions on my hands called sanitizers. 75 brands said to be dangerous with possible loss of eyesight and even death by the Food and Drug Administration. I don't do any of that. So as the walls come in, because what they're doing, Alex, here, is where there's pushback, then they're reacting to the pushback. So, for instance, the fines now for not wearing a mask, for not self-isolating when someone you passed briefly test positive in a test, not even testing for the virus, the RT-PCR test.
Sure, it's a fraud to let the left pick who they want to take away to quarantine and get us used to authorities coming and taking us away. They admit that. That's what the UN admits. This is a giant leap forward for tyranny. This is a huge step. This is their big move, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And what they're doing in this country now has just been announced. And by the way, this is not passing through Parliament, having a debate. We've got no Parliament. Parliamentary democracy in Britain is finished, gone. There is no opposition. There's just Johnson announcing on behalf of the dark suits that control him, this is what's going to happen next. And now they're changing the law to issue fines for not self-isolating when they tell you you should. That would destroy financially most families.
And let's talk about what the end game is. It isn't just the social credit score, the digital app tracking. They admit at Davos the giant reset is to destroy all economies, kill the old people, consolidate control, starve the third world, which is already happening. So that's what I think we should do, is get in the face of the so-called left and explain. The UN itself that helped launch this goes, oh, give us billions, tens of millions are starving to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown.
Well, just a topical thing you mentioned there in terms of Britain, because what they did, and they've done this around the world, what they did in Britain is they moved people, old people, out out of hospital and they put them in care homes. And then they would designate the care homes as being a COVID, you know, infected by COVID.
Same thing in India, same thing in the EU, in Italy, same thing in the US. It's all directed by the spider.
And then what they would then do, as they've done everywhere, is once that care home is said to be infected with this virus, they claim, then all other treatment stopped. Antibiotics for other things, it all stopped. And tens of thousands of people in a relatively small country like Britain, old people, have died as a result of all this. Now, the topical thing is, there's now an article in a newspaper which is saying that they're actually planning to do exactly the same again and move old people out of hospitals into care homes, because this is all part of the culling of the older population. We've talked about this going way back, that this was the plan, and they're using this as they are so many boxes they're ticking on their agenda as a result of current events. And it's dawning on people. And I think, you know, a lot of the wake up is, it took a while for the penny to drop of the scale of evil that we're dealing with that has no empathy whatsoever. But also that how the world that they thought existed actually didn't exist at all.
It was just a facade for
something else. Exactly. But what's happening now, because it's got so extreme, because it's been going on for so long.
Well, you said on my broadcast 25 years ago, there will become a time of emergence. You said there will be a global awakening in 2016, but they'll strike back in 2020, but humanity will win in the future after that. I know you were just streaming consciousness then, but you wrote articles saying that. You did predict it. I mean, that's even better than my predictions, buddy.
Well, the thing is that I said a long time ago that this is going to have to get really bad before we can turn it around, because we have to go a long way down the road to where they want to go, to the point where, my God, are we there now or what, where what they've been doing under the radar, manipulating under the radar, breaks the surface where it can be seen. And it has to at some point. It had to. If you want to transform society, then at some point you break the surface and society is transformed. At that point, people who were in denial of this, this what we were putting out, you know, this is what's coming, suddenly can't deny it anymore. I mean, still vast numbers of people do, because, you know, they'll do it till their knuckles turn white. They just don't want to face it. But the numbers that are fantastic and compared with what they were before. The thing is, though, Alex, this is the thing, and this is why Saturday in Trafalgar Square was so fantastic, and the one before that I was at, is that we've got to go now from people seeing it, and that's a very, very large number of people worldwide now.
People doing it.
To ceasing to engage with it. Because what people, I think, you know, need to grasp is that if you think it's bad now, it's nowhere near it's meant to go. So when are we going to draw the line and
stop
acting?
That's right. Your submission only makes it worse. Because they all train to submit, things are okay. No. Now you submit, you're in a net, you're destroyed.
Yeah, because look at how fascism comes in. Fascism doesn't come in because of the people in Trafalgar Square who are looking fascism in the face and calling it out. Fascism comes in because of all the members and massive swathes of the population that just obey authority. Look at Nazi Germany. A lot of people in Nazi Germany wouldn't have wanted Nazi Germany as it became.
David, stay there. We're going to start the last 30 minutes with you. Amazing. So glad you're here with us. We'll talk about what's coming up next, what you predict next, another rally. We have more rallies in America. We'll be right back with David Icke. Stay with us.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme extreme hardship when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.